We're back with the Queen of Tuesday Night and her guest.
Christian authors and writers, welcome to Readio. Readio.
This broadcast of the PJC Media Network seeks to present wholesome, thought-provoking, and entertaining content. However, the views expressed by the hosts of PJC Media are theirs and theirs alone. They do not reflect the views of this network or its affiliates. Please utilize listener discretion.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. I am your host with the most, Maceo Coleman, and we've got your hostess with the mostest, Miss Jenny White. So we are hanging out today on this Friday. We're going to talk about some politics today. And with the politics we're going to talk about, President Joe Biden, and we're going to talk about Kamala Harris. And while we're waiting for some more callers to come in, I'm going to eat some of these good chicken wings while I got Seven and Skylar hanging out this weekend. Say hi.
Hi.
Skylar, where you at? Say hi.
Hi, Daddy.
She's not on yet, but you say hi. Yeah, so we're going
to
stop. So we're going to be talking about, oh, she's on now. All right, we got the host with the most, and Jenny White, the hostess with the mostest.
Hey. Hi, Daddy.
All right. Okay, there we go.
Hi, Mommy.
Hey. You got a question?
How you doing, Jenny White?
I'm coming to your house.
All
well,
right.
Tonight
so
we're going to talk to who? We're going to talk about who?
We're going to talk about Joe Biden dropping out the race and Kamala Harris.
Oh, yeah. He's not going to fall out. Are you kidding?
Running for president.
I bet he's scared, right, though. And he
yeah,
better
they got
be.
Those, yeah, they got those Republicans scared. Mm-mm. Y'all can't be making no noise. Y'all, I'm going to kick y'all out. Get y'all stuff and y'all can get out of here. Y'all making too much noise. No.
Loosely there.
No, not yet. All right, get whatever you want. Yeah, I'm about to kick the little baby out. Hey. Okay, go on in there with Skylar.
Well, I can't.
Yeah, I know you. You're a little handicapped today. So what we're going to be talking about? We're going to be talking about Joe Biden dropping out of the race. President Joe Biden has dropped out of the presidential race and endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris to run for president. Kamala Harris.
He needs.
She's had a record-setting
week.
She's raised over $100 million, and over 50,000 black women
she
were
what?
On the Zoom call.
She what? What did you say?
She raised over $100 million, and over 50,000 black women were on a Zoom call to have a call to order and raise money for the new Democratic candidate. They also have white women for Kamala Harris, and they had a Zoom call. They raised $8.5 million, and they also had over 40,000 new voters have registered, and the GOP losing their mind. They're actually losing something else, but I don't keep it PG since we got Christians on the phone. Christians on the line. But the GOP is losing their mind because they have to change their strategy. They thought they was going to get Sleepy Joe, but now they got they got Kamala. And with just over 100 days into the presidential election, stay tuned for a dirty fight between the prosecutor and the felon. So, what do you think about it?
That's going to be something. I think about something about
this. Yeah, well, I don't think America's ready for two women to be running for president and vice president.
Yeah, that might be something. But I don't know who she's having with her, but I believe, I really, really believe that she is going to do it. And when they were talking about getting that money, and they didn't know it was going to be coming. I think they asked for some days or something. That thing was ready in 3 hours.
Oh, yeah, they ain't messing around.
They had that money together.
They not messing around. I said they're not messing around.
Oh, no. They for real.
Well,
I know them other folks are scared.
Yeah.
And that'll be good. I hope they take them ready.
They're acting a fool right now. And JD Vance, Trump's nominee for vice president. He's been caught saying some very controversial things, you know, such as people with children have more rights than people without children.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, your phone is kind of choppy. But
I know. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, J.D. Vance was saying that people with children have more rights than people without children, and you know, they're just talking about how unqualified Kamala Harris is. And,
who says she's not? Are you? Oh, please.
Oh, Donald Trump.
Please.
So
stupid. He's so stupid. And everybody else is because they let him go. That all of that mess that he did, they knew he did it. And they let him, and he kept saying, are you doing it? Are you doing it? And they let him go through that. So I just want him to be O-U-T. That's what I want him to be.
Well, since they were talking about Joe Biden's age and how old he was. Now Trump's the oldest candidate in the race.
Yep. They should have said something there. He was still stupid. The man does not. Oh my gosh. He does not have nothing in his head. He's been in his head.
Yeah,
so
they've got Project 2025 that they're hoping he wins so they can implement it. And if you haven't had the opportunity to read some of the Project 2025 agenda, Google it. And you'll hear a lot of the talking points in there. It's what the grand old party is talking about. They're talking about eliminating the Department of Education and bringing in a whole lot of sycophants, you know, basically people that would do whatever Trump wants them to do. a lot of unqualified people, send back millions of immigrants. So it's a mess. It's a mess.
Oh, well.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages.
We'll be back to the Let's Talk About It, Jenny White Show.
If you are in need of life insurance, auto or home insurance, or need help in getting out of debt, call your helpful insurance agents at Prime Financial Services. Did you know if you add a child rider to your life insurance policy, you can add multiple children for the price of one, starting at $10,000 worth of coverage for under $10. Call today for a free quote at 313-293-0979. Mention you heard this ad on this show for a free gift.
Do you know a youth in need of a place to live? Have you always wanted to make a difference in the city of Detroit, but not known how? The answer to both of these questions is Covenant House, Michigan. Covenant House is a youth homeless shelter serving 18 to 24-year-olds in the city of Detroit with education, resources, job preparation, and so much more. If you'd like to learn more about these programs, please call 313-463-2000 or look us up on the web at www.covenanthousemi.org.
Is your food bland and you want to spice it up? Does it taste like something is missing? What's missing is my seasoning. Butch's Bodacious Seasoning, all-purpose seasoning, good on absolutely everything but ice cream. I'm Linda Porter, president and CEO of Butch's Bodacious Seasoning. To get the spice back in your life, call me at 313-393-2738. You won't regret it. Thank you.
Lions Clubs International is a service or membership organization of over 1.7 million members worldwide. It was founded in 1916 in Illinois. Much of the focus of the Lions Club's work as a service club organization is to raise money for worthy causes as first responders. The Lions Club motto is "We Serve." Local Lions Club programs include sight conservation, hearing and speech conservation, diabetes awareness, youth outreach, international relations, environmental issues, and many other programs. The Lions acronym also stands for Liberty, Intelligence, Our Nation's Safety. For more information, contact us at lionsclubs.org.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
All right. We're back on another Friday with Jenny. Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. I'm your host with the most, Maceo Coleman, and we have our hostess with the most is Miss Jenny White. You still there, Jenny White?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So we're going to keep this party started, but it ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. And so that's the name of the title of this show. And because President Joe Biden has dropped out of the presidential race and endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris to run for president, Kamala Harris has had a record-setting week, raising over $100 million. She's had over 50,000 black women on a Zoom call, and they've had a call to order. You know what the assignment is to beat Trump by any means necessary and raise money for the new Democratic candidate. They've also had white men, women who've had a Zoom call, and they've raised $8.5 million. And they've had over 40,000 new voters that have been registered. And the GOP is losing their mind because they have to change their strategies. And now, with just over 100 days until the presidential election, stay tuned for a dirty fight between the prosecutor and the founder. So that's what we're dealing with now. So if you have a question, comment, you know, you want to, well, we've got a caller. I'm going to tap you in right here. Okay, caller, what's your name? You have a comment or a question?
Lucy, how are you doing this evening?
Hello, Lucy. How are you?
Okay, you know what? I think what they did with that, what I can see for our President Joe Biden, they used that amendment to say if he's not up to par. They used that to get him out. If you look at what I understand, what was that? It's that amendment.
Well, I don't know that he had an amendment. I think the amendment would have to get him out of the presidency because he wouldn't be cognitively available. But as far as him, you know, just dropping out of the presidential race, I don't think they had to have an amendment for that. I mean, I guess if you just want to quit, you can quit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last person that did that was Lyndon Baines Johnson, where he said he would not seek the nomination after the civil rights legislation, what it took to get it through there, you know. He was the last one to do something like that, my understanding. You know, I think all this is, can I say something? Can I be the devil's advocate? I think that when you look at the evangelical community, could they be building her up just so that when Trump wins, so to speak, they can say, you know, that we had a fair election? I don't put anything past those people. I don't. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're already setting it up to try to steal the election, you know, if they lose or when they lose. So, you know. Oh, no, not at all. You know how they play. So they're
To do something dirty, you know. Politics is dirty. To make him look bigger when he wins or whatever, you know. That's what I'm concerned about.
Well, that's just like since that assassination attempt, they haven't allowed the hospital to release any of the records regarding his supposedly injuries to his ear. And so, you know, he's the first president that has never released the medical records stating his injury. So actually, I believe it was staged. So, you know, next time you get a chance to see his ear, if a piece of his ear not missing, then you already know it wasn't real.
He would go so far as to have him hack off something like that. I just don't. I'm sorry. Yeah, to try to make it look like he's Superman.
Yeah, they're gearing up for, you know, to steal the election by any means necessary. You know, in some states they're purging voters off the rolls. You know,
aggravation. Yeah.
Your name could be removed from the polls, and you don't even know.
That is true.
So that means your vote won't count.
They can't win in a straight up fight. It's sad to say that.
No, they can't. They know it.
He thinks he's going to get a lot of the Muslim community out of here, but he's not. This place will implode. It would. They feel like they have just as much right here as anybody else. And what, you know, and according to our standards.
According to what Trump says, those Mexicans are going to take these black jobs. So these black folks better get out and vote for them.
Can you believe it?
So we're trying to figure out what black jobs are. What is that? Well,
what jobs are they taking?
Well, in a minute, in 100 days, a black job might be president. So.
Yeah. We had another black woman to run. I was thinking about her. What's her name?
Who are you about? Shirley Chisholm?
Yeah, years ago, yeah.
Yeah, Shirley Chisholm ran.
Al Sharpton ran.
Yeah.
You know. Jesse Jackson ran. Didn't
he
run?
Jesse still running. Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
I heard some things about Jesse. And it wasn't Ralph Abernathy who said it. It was somebody else that was with Martin Luther King. And they said that Jesse wasn't anywhere around. I guess he might have been on the inside. But after King got shot and they sent him to the, took him to the hospital, they say, you know, Jesse ended up going out. He ended up leaving that night, going back to Chicago, and said, you know, he had smeared Martin Luther King's blood on him, like, you know, he was out there when it happened. And you know.
Oh, yeah, they wrote a book on that, yeah.
Oh, you say it's a book?
I thought somebody had put together a book to say what he all thinks that Jesse did say. He really didn't say it or do it, you know. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, people like to try to springboard off your misery.
Yeah, that's true. So what do you think? Kamala's going to win?
Well, I'm hoping that she does. But I've seen now the Obamas they're backing her now. First, he wouldn't say anything, you know, but now they are backing her. And, well.
Oh, yeah, she's got, seems like the Democratic Party has come together, you know,
yeah.
come back
together. Yeah. Their convention will be next month, isn't it?
Yes. And I heard that Trump is trying to back out of this debate.
He
don't want to talk to Kamala. I don't think his brain wants to get.
I heard that the Jewish community was waiting to see which person to back as far as who's going to be behind Israel. Now, one thing about Ms. Harris, Vice President Harris, she's married to a Jewish somehow. She has a Jewish husband.
That's true.
So they might, the Jews will vote together. They feel that there's a chance because they're concerned about who's going to back up the Jewish nation. And that's a big issue. That's a very big issue.
She just met with Netanyahu.
She did.
And she's calling for a ceasefire. So.
What did you say? I didn't get that.
Kamala Harris, her and Joe Biden met with Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel.
Oh, yeah.
And he was meeting with Trump today down in Mar-a-Lago.
Who, Netanyahu?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Netanyahu, yeah.
Netanyahu, yeah.
I guess you got to cover all your bases. You say one of them going to win.
Yeah, but I know which one is not.
But you see how Putin and the Chinese governor, a Chinese person, is trying to get involved in the elections openly. Everybody's in our business, you know.
Well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk said he was going to get Trump $45 million a month up until the election.
Hmm. Now he's saying he might do something else, you know. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, so it's it's kind of crazy out here in these streets.
It is. Most definitely.
Yeah, right.
It's kind of
yeah,
crazy.
I just hope that they don't try to hurt her because he crazy. And he might have somebody trying to hurt her.
Well,
that's about their speed, you know, to aggravate, you know, and to intimidate.
Yeah, I don't think she's scared of him.
Oh,
she
can't
be in
shit.
Well, she's 59 years old. She'll be 60 in
October.
That's
what she is.
Yeah, she'll be 60 in October. 59.
Yeah, what is Pelosi saying? Is she behind her?
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi. She has endorsed her. And I know they're looking at the governor of, forgot what state, and Josh Shapiro, the governor of Philadelphia, of Pennsylvania, he's a possible running mate. So
for vice president?
Yeah, for vice president, yeah. Yeah, so they've... got a couple people that they're considering. They had mentioned Pete Buttigieg, but I don't think America's ready for a black woman and a gay man.
No.
That's too much for them.
I think that's the thing that people, a lot of the evangelical people are fighting too, because it's putting our children out there more at risk, you know. I mean, not, they want their agenda, but they're bothering the children. A lot of the stuff they're doing.
I know one thing. They hurried up and got her some money. They got hurry and got that money. They were thinking it was going to come, I think, for 3 days or something. It was.
Weren't they complaining about?
They are
serious. About money that Biden had. He had about $90 million. He wanted to give it to her, and they were trying to fight that under the Act Blue.
Oh, really?
I think that's I think they were saying that Biden had President Biden had about $90 million in the Act Blue for his, you know, for his presidency, and I think he wanted to give it to her, but they're in some way fighting against that. That's what I had heard.
Oh, well, he just, you know, I don't care. Just let him get the hell out. He does not. Oh, gosh. He's not good.
Trump is just bad. He's having his boxes in the
bathroom. And
you're talking about Trump.
They
said what he did in the present, you can't hold it against him. You know, they've messed up everything. You know?
He's an idiot. He doesn't know anything. And what he wants to do is be the leader.
Get back at people. He still hurt him.
And take
like
all
the Obamas,
people
all that
out. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. If he want to be the leader forever. Forever.
It would make us implode if he were there because there's not too many things we're going to put up with. And a lot of things he wants to do, he can also hurt his own, the people who back him. But once he's in office, who cares?
Pretty much.
You know, people know what he's did. He had all those people that he wanted to hang the vice president. What do you mean? What do you mean? And he's still trying to run for president. They've let him go with all of that mess.
They've given him an immunity.
You can't do that.
The Supreme Court
now,
is messing. They're making decisions that they could
black, be. If he had been black, he would have been under the jail.
No, well, he would have been under the jail.
But at least they could have.
Underground.
I know, but what they should have done is say, you cannot do this. You can't run for president anymore. So do what you want to do. But no, they let him do all this, and they know.
The Supreme Court is taking those decisions. The federal court started.
Why are they letting him do that? I'm glad she's in it, and I am voting for her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, then you're going to jail. You can't vote
don't
for
you
one.
Hey, don't you get in jail before he do.
Right. Right. This lady in the vote is 10 times. And nine of the people. Nah,
that's going to find out, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we got a felon running, a convicted felon running for president. Only in America.
Well,
and then this one person, this one judge, chooses to, it's some type of $453 million fine he has to pay, and he wants out of that, and the judge told him no. He's being intimidated. But he said, no, I'm not going to turn it loose. He said, no.
Yeah, well, let me give you a little bio.
I didn't hear you.
Go ahead.
You can repeat yourself, Lucy, if you like.
Yeah,
this one judge, it's a $453 million fine that he has on him, and he wanted out on that, and that judge said no. He's holding, he's holding to his decision. And although he said I think he said he was being threatened, but he said, no, I'm going to hold on to this. This is right. He's not turning it loose. So many,
well, they kicked out the case in Florida so far. So
how do you mean?
The judge down there that he appointed that's so controversial in Florida threw out the case in Florida. And so the DA that's prosecuting it, Smith, he's going to have to file an appeal for that, because she dismissed this court case. So now on appeal, the reason that she cut it loose may not be legally viable. So you'll probably have to go back to court.
Mm-hmm. What about the case he has with Fannie Willis in Georgia?
That one's still open.
Put it on hold. So the people, he wins the presidential election, then that's off. They don't care about it.
What'd you say?
If he wins the presidential election, the case that she has against him for what he did in Georgia has nothing to do with it.
Well, the case in Georgia, he'll probably end up having that one thrown out too. So, yeah, I think that one and the one in New York was it Leah James?
I can't remember. Tisha James.
Yeah, Letitia James, he'll get that thrown out. So that's really why he's running, so he could ban himself.
Oh, adjourning and all this adjournment and adjournment. to once he, because he wins the president, you know, that's all that's thrown out. That is interesting. It's sad to note that. And I really, we're being the, to me, we're the laughing stock of the world. We are. We can't get it, you know. You said what? I didn't hear you.
Why?
No. Well, yeah, this whole election is a joke. It's a real joke.
But when that man...
Just the entire, like, the whole atmosphere. Yeah, the whole atmosphere. It's a joke. Yeah, it's a joke.
Well, we don't need no people like that. And I'm going at the young people. A lot of them. I forgot how many they said. But when they found out about what our lady named, I forgot her. Not Harris, but when everybody knew that she was going now, everybody went up, put their names on, put their names on, the young people too.
Yeah, well, you know, she's more, well, you know, she ran for president last election, so she's more than capable of handling the duties, I do believe.
She was probably handling a lot of the duties for President Biden, trying to cover from going here and there.
You know who was scared.
Well, let me read you a little background. Let me read you a little
Somebody said that.
That who said what?
That was supposed to be real. I mean, they did it.
What, shot
somebody
him in the ear?
Somebody shot in his ear. Remember?
Well, we'll see how accurate that is.
That was so fakey. And a young man. I wonder what they're going to do with him.
Yeah. Well, let me read you a little bit about her background. Says on January 20th, 2021, Kamala Harris was sworn in as vice president, the first woman, the first black American, and the first South Asian American to be elected to this position. As vice president, she has worked to bring people together to advance opportunity, deliver for families, and protect fundamental freedoms across the country. Once she has led the fight for freedom of women to make decisions about their own bodies, the freedom to live safe from gun violence, the freedom to vote, the freedom to drink clean water and breathe clean air. While making history at home, she is also capable. Let's see. It says, as vice president, she has worked to bring the people together to advance the opportunities to deliver for families and protect fundamental freedoms across the country. She has led the fight for the freedom of women to make decisions about their own bodies, freedom to live safe from gun violence, the freedom to vote, and the freedom to drink clean water and breathe clean air. While making history at home, she is also representing the nation abroad, embarking on more than a dozen foreign trips, traveling to more than 19 countries, and meeting with more than 150 world leaders to strengthen critical global alliances. The vice president has been a trusted partner to President Joe Biden as they work together to deliver monumental achievements that are life-changing for millions of Americans. Together, they have invested in the economy to create a record number of jobs and keep unemployment low. Their work has led to more small businesses, creation in a two-year period, more than any previous administration. They capped the cost of insulin at $35 a month for seniors. They cut prescription prices and improved maternal health by expanding postpartum care through Medicaid. They passed the first meaningful gun safety law in three decades, forming a bipartisan coalition that enacted a $1 trillion investment in the country's infrastructure. Okay. Let's see. To remove every lead pipe in America and make most significant investment in public transportation, repairing bridges and high-speed internet in history. So as president of the Senate, Vice President Harris set a new record for the most tie-breaking votes cast by a vice president in history, surpassing a record that has stood for nearly 200 years. And her votes have been consequential. This includes casting the decisive vote to secure passage of the Landmark Inflation Reduction Act, the largest investment ever in tackling the climate crisis. She also presented over the unprecedented vote to confirm the first black woman justice.
That was interesting. You know, there was one thing that we're talking about Kamala Harris, but one thing I remember that President Biden did do, and I thought it was really something, was when he offered the churches in California, you know how the boys are, they have this gang shooting each other and, you know, and killing each other. He offered the churches, as I can remember, so many millions of dollars to pay to try to help them to stop the boys from killing themselves, if I can remember it correctly. He offered them so much money because I think Noel Jones had mentioned it, to help our kids stop killing each other, you know. And he offered them so many millions of dollars if they would just do that, you know. And I thought that was interesting when I think about his service to us. Not putting aside what Kamala Harris has done, but to me that was really touching because they like to go around and shoot each other and who did this and, you know, the 13 and 14-year-olds carrying guns and things of that nature. And I can, you know, just rock back listening to what she has done, you know. That was really touching to me.
All right.
Because our kids really were not killing each other, you know. And he did try to do something about that within our community.
Yeah, well, you know, as they say, as the president of the Senate, she was Vice President Harris. She set a new record for the most tie-breaking votes cast by a vice president in history, surpassing a record that stood for nearly 200 years, and her votes have been consequential. This includes casting the decisive vote to secure passage of the Landmark Inflation Reduction Act, the largest investment ever in tackling the climate crisis. She also presided over the unprecedented vote to confirm the first black woman justice, Ketanji Brown Jackson, to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
While working alongside President Biden to achieve representation of women and people of color among nominees at all levels of the federal government. So this is a little background on her.
There's an awful lot, yeah.
You say she's fighting for the people.
That is true, yeah. Now the people got to fight for themselves. Somebody's out there for you.
Yeah, that's true. You definitely, you know, have to advocate for yourself. But then you want somebody that's able to advocate with her. You know, you want to feel like you got a friend in the White House.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Our co-host, give us your thoughts on why you think of, let me put it this way, black men would not vote for black women a woman in those type of positions? How do you see it? Why? I've heard so many men say that they wouldn't, you know. And I want to hear what you've got to say.
I haven't heard any men say that they wouldn't, but they do say there are a number of black men that would vote for Trump. So, you know, I don't have my foot on the pulse of that particular mentality, because Trump hasn't done anything for black people. You know, he gave out some checks and wrote his name on the checks, you know, where the money had already been allocated in the Obama administration. And so, you know, he took credit for that. And, you know, there was some people saying they would vote for him just for that because he gave away some money. So it's some simple-minded people that don't really study research and follow politics. And just because somebody gave you a couple of dollars, you know, they feel emboldened. But I haven't heard any men say they wouldn't vote for her. I did hear one woman say she didn't like her laugh. So she wasn't going to vote for her. She didn't like the way she laughed. But then she turned around and said that she had a good speech when she made her initial speech. So I think you get her in front of the right crowd, she'll definitely hold her own. And that's the reason Trump doesn't want to debate her, because she'll bring up every crime he's committed, including the ones he's been convicted of. And in September, he's got to go to court so that he can be sentenced. So
they'll probably have it adjourned or stretched out. They'll do it, yeah.
Well,
we definitely need a justice system overhaul.
You can't, yeah, that's true. You can't put anything past some of these politicians or the courts. I mean, they have delayed. So it's in 2010, Vice President Harris was elected Attorney General of California, where she oversaw the largest state justice department in the country. She took on those who were preying on the American people, winning a $20 billion settlement for Californians whose homes had been foreclosed on, and a $1.1 billion settlement for students and veterans who were taken advantage of by a for-profit education company. She also defended the Affordable Care Act in court and enforced environmental laws. It says in 2004, Vice President Harris was elected District Attorney of San Francisco, where she was a national leader in the movement for LGBTQ plus rights, officiating the first same-sex wedding after Proposition 8 was overturned. She also established the office's Environmental Justice Unit and created a groundbreaking program to provide first-time drug offenders with the opportunity to earn a high school diploma and find employment, which the U.S. Department of Justice designated as a national model of innovation for law enforcement. And years earlier, in 1990, she joined the Alameda County District Attorney's Office, where she specialized in prosecuting child support, child sexual assault cases. And like Vice President Kamala Harris said herself, she knows Donald Trump's type. People that have been convicted of sexual crimes and people who have been convicted of defrauding others by various means, And so she just knows Donald Trump's type. So he can't pull any wool over her eyes for sure.
But she has certainly had to win her stance, yeah. She has, you know, she has a good record, yeah.
She was born in Oakland, California.
She's a thing to do.
Oh, yeah. She was born in Oakland, California, as a daughter of immigrants. She grew up surrounded by a diverse community and a loving extended family. She and her sister Maya, fired by their mother, Shyamala Gopalan, a breast cancer scientist and pioneer in her own right, who came to the United States from India at the age of 19. And then received her doctorate the same year that Kamala was born, in 1964. Both of the vice president's parents were active in the civil rights movement and instilled in her a commitment to build strong coalitions that fight for rights and freedoms of all people. They brought her to civil rights marches in a stroller and taught her about heroes like Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall and civil rights leader Constance Baker Motley. Mm-hmm. Vice President Harris went on to graduate from Howard University and the University of California Hastings College of Law. In 2014, she married Douglas Imhoff, a lawyer. They have a large blended family that includes their children, Ella and Cole. I think they adopted these children. As a trailblazer throughout her entire career, the vice president is committed to fulfilling her mother's advice. My mother would look at me and she'd say, Kamala, you may be the first to do many things, but make sure you are not the last. Okay. So that's just a little bio on...
Isn't her father Jamaican?
Yeah, I think he's Jamaican. The mother's Asian.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, her mother's Asian. So we've got these. It's going to be a close race. It's going to be pretty close.
She has definitely healthy credentials. Healthy credentials.
Oh, yeah. Well, if
that
you
means a lot.
You know, if you want to make a comment or ask a question, feel free. Push the one. And we'll be right back after these messages.
We'll be back to the Let's Talk About It, Jenny White.
Want to start a business or have tax issues? We know exactly how to handle your individual needs. We personalize each individual and give you the time required to focus on your needs. We audit you before the IRS does. The IRS is not on your side, but we are. We set up companies, do tax preparation, tax and retirement planning, bookkeeping, IRS audits, and reviews. Please call me, Deborah Mitchell, owner of Mitchell & Company, for a free consultation at 248-354-5122. And visit my website, MitchellTaxAccounting.com. Want to start a business or have tax issues? We know exactly how to handle your individual needs. We personalize each individual and give you the time required to focus on your needs. We audit you before the IRS does. The IRS is not on your side, but we are. We set up companies, do tax preparation, tax and retirement planning, bookkeeping, IRS audits, and reviews. Please call me, Deborah Mitchell, owner of Mitchell & Company, for a free consultation at 248-354-5122. And visit my website, MitchellTaxAccounting.com.
This is Terry from Texas, and I love listening to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show.
And we're back to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show.
All right, we're back for the final segment of Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show on Friday, July 26th. It's ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. President Joe Biden has dropped out of the presidential race and he's endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris to run for president. She's had a record-setting week, raising over $100 million. She's got support from the black women who are supporting the sister because they know this race is getting dirty. They want to let her know.
We got
black men that have been meeting Roland Martin and others, and letting them we got her back. White women meeting, they saying, hey, we can't let this orange Julius, this orange clown back in office. And they raise money, and it's going to be a fight. It's going down to the wire, and they've had over 40,000 new voters register to vote. So it's going to be interesting. So any callers like to make a comment or ask a question, press the one on your phone. We'll tap you in. But Jenny White, what do you think her chances are in winning this race? Jenny White.
You said Jenny? What did you say?
I said Jenny White. Jenny White Show. No, I was asking you what do you think Kamala's chances of winning are?
Chances for who?
All right, well, I tell you what. Lucy, what you think her chances are of winning?
Her chances are pretty good. Very good.
Oh, you mean I feel
I feel like her chances are good.
Okay.
Are you thinking that crazy man is going to win?
No, I was asking what you thought.
I see a lot of crazy people, but it's very good. She has a healthy to show that she's capable and able without playing a lot of, without a lot of foolishness. She has that about her.
He's not going to do it.
What'd you say?
He's not going to win.
Who, Trump?
Yeah, that man's not. Ooh. I wouldn't like to say his name.
Yeah, I don't think so either. This election is between democracy and authoritarianism. So, Sister Lucy, final words.
Well, we just keep praying and hoping that and do what we can. And, trust that that we get the outcome that we really want. That we really need in this country to hold on to democracy.
Amen. And Sister Jenny White, final words.
Just let to say, sometimes we must be hurt in order to grow. Sometimes we must fail in order to know. Sometimes we must lose in order to gain, because some lessons in life are best learned through pain.
All right. With that being said, black women raised $1.6 million for.
Who got that?
So everything, everywhere, all at once. So we're going to do this again next week. Same place, same time. If the creek don't rise.
All right. Good night.
Some fish that'll do it.
I know, that's right. So more than 160,000 people joined the white women for Kamala Harris Zoom call. All right. Mm-hmm. Hey, we've raised over $8.5 million so far, all from last night's Zoom of nearly 200,000 women. All right. So black men also with her 1,000 joined Zoom call, raised over $1 million for Kamala Harris. Desi Aunties make history. 1,000 of South Asian American women joined Zoom call to support Kamala Harris for president. More than 20,000 people show up for Kamala Harris LGBTQ plus community call. All right. Sounds like people are mobilizing. They know it's serious. This ain't nothing to play with.
Yeah.
So Harris raised $81 million in first 24 hours as candidate. All right. So next week, same time, same place. And thank you all for calling in, joining us, spending another Friday night with us. So I'm about to go and entertain these two grandchildren. And
well, thank you, Mr. Co-host.
Well, thank you very much. Got the grandkids hanging out for the weekend. So same time, same place next week. Y'all have a great weekend.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
You just tuned in to another episode of Let's Talk About It with Jenny White. Join Jenny every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for great guest commentary, interviews, and so much more right here on PJC.